I'll die. I don't know. Hello? Alright, here we are talking about some Fusabra.
We don't work for money. We work to inherit the earth.
We don't work for money. We work to inherit the earth. We get our words right before we get our actions on. We like sit back and just marinate in the sovereignistic ways that we have, and we take time to spend our freedom. We're just like, we're so free. We're like sitting back trying to figure out what to do with all this freedom, and we're just like, let's make some art. And we're sitting back sovereignistically, building our self in the recording studio. We're building banks. You got the banana bank. You got the coconut bank. You got the strawberry bank. Okay, what about this? We get a bank. We're like, you check out the strawberries from us. Bring us back the seeds. We could start a bank where, like, we'll give you fruit for free if you bring us the seeds. Would that work? Let me get commentary on this. You can have the fruit for free. You can have fruit for free, vegetables for free, seeds for free, and nuts for free. You get all the produce you want for free. Just bring us the seeds.
Never said that before, but there you go.
Okay, so what he's talking about here right now, ladies and gentlemen, is an advanced bartering system. That's what it is. It is an advanced bartering system, see, because really, the paradigm of money doesn't really exist. You got to get that out of our mind. You got to get the concept of G-O-D out of your vocabulary, get money out of your vocabulary, break it down to its energy tools, energy in exchange for energy. So, he said, get fresh produce, coconuts, grapes, bananas, kiwis, watermelon, all in exchange for seeds. So how do we make this work? Well, we make it work by we take the equivalent price value and the weight of the seed, and we correlate the weight of the seed with the weight of the amount of produce for said energy in exchange. Do you understand?
The other thing that I would like to add to this brand new economic theory, I would just like to thank you for my honorary degree from Harvard, because you know I'm a Harvard boy, and I'm just sitting back, and I'm trying to tell you, like, another thing you do is, like, if I give you one strawberry, guess what you're going to do? Guess what you're going to do? Check it. You're going to give me 328 seeds. I'll turn a profit. I give you one strawberry, I got 328 seeds, you know what I'm going to do with them seeds? I'm going to plant them. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to go into strawberries. And guess what now? Like, because I gave you a strawberry because I let you eat it, and because you were cool, you gave me the seeds back, and you made the system work. And because you made the system work, what we got to do is we got 320 strawberries, and we had a guy who we paid in strawberries himself. Like, we paid him in strawberries, and he let us use his land. And on his land, we built strawberries, and we built fruit, we built vegetables, we built seeds, we built nuts, we built water. Like, you know, like we got the Captain Planeteers of food over here looking like. And the other thing about it is we got our farms to think about. And so when aren't seeds valuable? Like if you want another quintillionaire thought is a quintillionaire thinks about the idea that they're dealing with just pure energy, as Costa stated. And a quintillionaire understands that a seed is worth... Strawberries are confusing. I'm just going to put it that way. Look, if you're not astounded by some food...